very visual learner. I'm just a very visual person in general. Actually, we worked with visuals a lot while making music in a way that like, flowers and like movies even. Like, it was really nice to watch. Specifically, I remember like Summer Forever having the black and white. It was like an old movie. And
while you guys were recording?
Like, yeah, while we wrote it.
Yeah, it was always like in the background.
Yeah.
Every time we're like, should I play this song?
Cute.
Yeah, it almost needs to like feel like the way that that video would feel. I don't know, I'm a big feeling person, so when something, I don't know how to explain it, like technically, they're so incredibly talented at just translating my thoughts and like even translating a visual into a sound, which is such a specialty. But they do that so well, and I think for me, you know, I'm not very technical and trained in that kind of way, and so it's really nice to have people that can read your mind in that way, and they do that.
Sure. I feel like the visuals were almost like a part of like a ribbon of everything that tied everything really, you know, nicely. But a huge part of it for me as a fan was the lyrics. Like, the lyrical content of it is extremely relatable. And I love that the lyrics aren't overly complicated, but they are still so incredibly nuanced. Like, I oftentimes go back to this album. I don't know about you guys, but I go to it when I want to like connect with my inner child, like that part of myself that like loves like sparkles and like princesses and like pretty things, but also holds a lot of emotional space for like the deepness, like the things that are more dreary and sentimental and things like that. But do you see it that way as well, like as a sort of expression of just your inner child, but also like the sharp edge of being like a child?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I sometimes struggle with like fully communicating my emotions or feelings, and it kind of became an outlet for that in a way that I think felt really comfortable for me. And I got to be so open and honest with Luca and Alvira, and I don't know, you know, I think a lot of it was meant to feel light and digestible in a way, but not really like with any specific intention. I think it kind of just came out that way, and that's just how we landed upon the stars of the album.
Yeah, so you didn't intend to get so deep, because there's like, I mean, times like these is probably like the best example of lyrics that got really deep. But did you surprise yourself at all during those sessions with like, oh shit, I didn't know that I was like thinking that?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I mean, you know, we're all just girls in our 20s and figuring out how to deal with emotions and handle them in a way that feels graceful and honest. But still like fun, and I think that's something that we always valued, was that we never felt too afraid of what we were saying. It was all just like flow of consciousness.